Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for today is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from the graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. If you please join me in reciting the catechetical review found in the center of your bulletin. The third article. Sanctification. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. This morning's epistle lesson is from 1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand as we sing together the Gospel Alleluia. Gospel for the second Sunday of Easter from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Even though we haven't seen it, we believe it. Even though we weren't there, we say it with boldness and confidence, and we absolutely know that because Jesus lives, one day he will reach into our dead bones and he will pull us back to life again. That's faith. That's believing what we don't necessarily see or touch or feel. One of my favorite parts of the catechism is what we read today in the catechetical review. It's the Dr. Luther's words after the third article of the creed. And Luther says this, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him." I love that description because it makes perfectly clear that all of the gifts of God come from outside to us. From God to us. Faith, forgiveness, peace with God never originates with me. Never originates in my heart. Never originates in my actions. They are always a gift. Faith comes from God to us. And this is the reason, this is the lesson that Thomas had to learn. Thomas was adamant. "Unless I see the marks in his hands, the marks of the nails, and put my finger in the mark and place my hand into his side, I will not believe." Thomas was not just doubting like we have given him the nickname. He was not believing. He was demanding physical proof that Jesus is alive. I have to see his hands. I have to put my hand in his side. I have to feel where the spear entered him. For Thomas, the entirety of his faith is centered in his emotions, in his reason, and in his senses. For Thomas, the roots of faith are grounded in him. Now, I would hope that all these years later that we would have learned what Dr. Luther has to say. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. And instead, we're still falling into the same traps that Thomas fell into. It sounds something like this. Oh, I really loved worship today because I was so moved by the music. Dear saints, the emotions that God gives to us are gifts, no doubt. And when the music points us even more to the gifts that God has given to us, what a great thing that is. But if we base our belief in Jesus on our emotions, it's a very dangerous thing. So often we mistake an emotional response for a sign that God is working. On a Sunday when the music didn't move you, or the sermon is not that captivating, now what? Does it mean that God isn't working through his word and in his sacraments as he promised? It certainly doesn't. What it does show us that we are like Thomas. Unless I get what I want, some emotional experience, I will not believe. For many people like Thomas, reason shapes their faith. Thomas's reason told him that dead men do not rise from the dead. The result was, I will not believe unless I see his hands, feel the wounds. For many others today, the reason of Thomas still affects them. And it sounds like this. How can you baptize infants? They can't understand what's happening to them. They can't make a confession. They can't decide to follow Jesus. For many, the gift of faith and forgiveness through Jesus' death and resurrection are secondary to what their reason knows and believes. The same thing happens when we talk about the Lord's Supper. The real flesh and blood of Jesus can't be in the bread and wine. It only represents Jesus because their reason won't let them believe the mystery that Jesus promises us. Human reason cannot believe the mystery that Jesus has said, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood for you, for the forgiveness of sins. If faith comes from within, what do we do with doubt that comes from within? Like Thomas, I will not believe unless I get the answer I want. If faith comes from within, what do we do with my own fears that condemn me, looking at my life and saying, are you really acting like a Christian? And have you done enough to satisfy God? If faith comes from within, what do we do when worship and the music does not give me that emotional high that it once did? The feelings and the reason and experiences that come from within us that we mistake for faith cannot save you. These things clearly show you that your trust, your faith is in you and not in Christ and his promises for us. On the resurrection morning, Thomas was not with the disciples. We don't know why. We constantly fight that same thing, though. We constantly fight the desire for us, our old sinful nature, wanting to separate us from Christ. Pastor nailed it last Sunday when he said he reminded us of what unbelief says. If only. If only I could see Jesus face to face, then I would believe. If only he would give me a sign, then I would believe. If only. And the if onlys are a sure sign that your faith is grounded in you and what you believe, in what you feel and reason and experience. Today, as we gathered as God's people, we get the same response that Jesus gave to Thomas. It's 1 week later from the resurrection. Jesus has risen. He was with his disciples that first morning, and now he's with them again. And Thomas and the others are all there. And Jesus comes into the room with them, and he says to them, "Peace be with you." This isn't just an empty greeting. This isn't just something to break the ice. This is full gospel. This is the promise of God given to us in flesh and blood. Our Savior and salvation is standing before them, and he says that to them and to us. Peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven by the death and resurrection of Jesus, and you are right now at peace with God. Peace be with you. Is the risen Christ coming to Thomas to pull him out of his self-centered selfishness, out of his unbelief, and give him faith that is not based in his reason, that is not based in his emotions, but is based in the promises of God? Jesus comes to Thomas, and that is incredible good news for us. God seeks Thomas out. God seeks us out. He comes to us and all people, and he gives to us saving faith that is centered in Jesus on the cross, and he gives that faith that we cling to him and his promises. In the third article of the Creed, Luther goes on to say, "But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, called me by Jesus, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church right here, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. And on the last day, he will raise me from the dead. And all believers, and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true." Luther didn't write this to evoke an emotional response so that your reason could grab a hold of it. He quotes it right from God's word and the promises that God gives to each of us. In a few moments, Pastor will say, he will uncover the elements and he will say the words of institution. And at that point, he will hold up the bread and the wine in front of us, and he will say to you, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." That's the same promise he made to Thomas. That's the same Jesus that stood before Thomas and called him out of his unbelief is here to forgive you. In with and under the bread is the body of Jesus that hung on the cross for you. In with and under the wine is Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, that he shed his blood for you. Jesus comes to you today with the same words that he said to Thomas. Peace be with you. Your sin, your doubt, your unbelief is forgiven by Jesus on the cross. One week after the resurrection, Jesus was there with Thomas. And they were all in good company. Thomas was in good company with the disciples. He was with Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. He was with the rest of the disciples that when they saw what happened, instead of staying around Jesus, they fled and they ran and they hid for fear that the same was going to happen to them. Thomas was with the rest of the sinners when Jesus appeared to them. And just like Thomas, we're in good company. Our risen Lord comes to us. He pushes aside our self-centeredness, our doubt, our unbelief, and he gives us faith through his word and through his sacrament. He gives us forgiveness through his death and his resurrection. He gives us what he gave to Thomas. Peace. Peace be with you. You are forgiven. Your Savior lives and promises to be with you every day of your life. Christ is risen. Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.